April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Podcast presented by the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. Elliot Shore Parks, James Seltzer with you. Day 14.
Yeah.
Of our daily pods on the road, which doesn't even count the weekend days.
It's more like
it's really been like day 18 or something like that of straight pods. And we'll end somewhere like, close to 30. Pretty crazy.
I mean, I'll just say, I think we're the only Eagles pod that's done every day since.
Oh, without doubt. I've noticed maybe some others say, daily pods. Where'd you get that idea?
There's only one spot to go for your daily Go Birds.
Which is the original daily.
It is the original daily.
One pod started doing at the beginning of the playoff run.
One pod is going to have an impact on whether they win the Super Bowl by doing a daily pod every day.
And
the other one's not. Other ones.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good.
Yes, it is morning for us.
So today is kind of the beginning of it all.
I think so, too. I feel like the last 3 days have all been about reacting to the fact that it happened. It's like the Eagles are going to the freaking Super Bowl for the last 3 days. And now it's like, all right, Super Bowl, baby.
Well, also, from us, like mentally, but the Eagles. I mean, today's the first day that they're going to have practice. They have a walkthrough. Today is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I think they practice on Friday and Saturday, but they have some version of practice. The next 3 days, they're going to talk to the media the next 3 days. Sunday, they fly to Phoenix. They're going to get in at around, 5 o'clock Eastern time, 3 o'clock my time in Arizona, which I guess is mountain time.
I think it's mountain time. 2 hours back, mountain time.
It's an awesome, name of a time.
It is a good
mountain time.
Yeah, mountain time.
Eastern
strong.
Time is, I get it. We're on the East Coast. Yeah. And I guess there's mountains there, which is why they call it that, but just sounds cool.
I guess there's mountains there.
Yeah, is. I've seen them, actually.
The Rockies.
Yeah.
Shout out to Philly. How about
On Sunday, they fly into I didn't think about that. It's a good one. Maybe Eagles fans should go and, put an Eagles jersey on a Rocky Mountain in Arizona. Does Arizona even have, a thing?
The Grand Canyon.
Well, no. Well, yeah, I guess you can't put a jersey on that. That'd be hard.
It wouldn't be as powerful. Throw it into the vast abyss.
Float down.
There you go.
So Sunday they arrive.
They're not playing Arizona. You'd really want to go to Kansas City if we're doing the
That's
whole
a good point.
Right?
Yeah, I didn't think about that, too. What does Kansas City have? See, that's the thing that the Eagles have.
Barbecue.
But I feel like the issue with the Rocky statue is that, other cities don't really have that thing.
I agree.
You know,
remember how dumb it was when we played New England? They're like, our Rocky statue. It's like, you're Rocky. No one cares about your stupid Rocky statue.
They had a Rocky statue?
Yes. Remember that whole thing? They had their own Rocky statue.
No, I don't remember this.
And no one cares about your dumb Rocky.
They have a statue of Rocky?
I believe so.
Why?
I don't remember this whole thing. It happened.
Whatever. So on Sunday they fly to Phoenix, and then from there, like, that's it. Then
that's
it's like
it.
Media night. Like, it all begins. So, so these last 3 days have kind of been the last three normal type days for the Eagles.
Yeah, and then it's good.
Normal-ish.
To,
I mean,
normally. All right, so let's just get that out of the way, and then we'll get into having some fun about talking the Super Bowl storylines.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You don't want to talk about it, but like, just get Josh Sills as far away from the Philadelphia Eagles as possible. I know he's like a commissioner. I would have just cut him. I've just been like, sorry, man. Like, out, mm-hmm. out. Like, get the bleep out of here right now. Is what I would do. Just go away. It's annoying that this is something we even have to think about. And horrific, if true, which, you know, we'll see. But, like, horrific.
If true. Like, yeah.
I can't even say on a podcast things I want to say to this guy.
I agree,
so, you know, and get the earmuffs 1, 2, 3. Get the fuck away is my official take.
He is away, right?
Get further away.
Yeah. So, I think, I mean, it's just... It's disappointing on every level, right?
Horrifying. Yeah,
it's horrifying. It's terrible.
Undersells it.
You know, obviously you feel bad for the alleged victim, right? Like, all those things. So yeah, it's a terrible situation. And then, you know, it feels gross even talk about the football side of it, but then it is like they're preparing for a Super Bowl, and this is not a distraction. It's not even a distraction, really, because he's just gone. You know, I mean, I guess I can't speak for the players in the locker room about the fact that he's now gone, but yeah, I mean, it's also one of those things where you see the news and you're like, wow, you never expect this. Like, the Eagles, you know, I don't know them all super personally, but like, it's just crazy to think you normally see that about other teams, right? Yeah. You don't normally see the Eagles involved in stuff like this. So, I mean, I'm sure. Yeah. It's just, it's very disappointing. It's, and it's good that he's away from the team.
Yeah. Cut him. Get away.
I do wonder if legally they were allowed to cut him.
So I think that's probably what it was. Like, and I was, you know, right. And there's a lot of stuff we don't know with, like, their statement, what they could say, this and that, all that type
right.
of stuff.
What
legally,
they know, like,
Players Association, there's all this stuff. Right. So, you know, and like, you know, he hasn't been convicted and all, like, there's all this stuff to it. But, like, as far as I'm concerned, go away.
And that's what they did. Yeah. He's away.
As much as, I guess, legally they could.
Right, but there's really, in actuality... There's kind of no difference between what they did and actually cutting him. I guess you could argue cutting him would have sent
a stronger message.
Yeah. But in terms of, like, getting him out of the organization.
He's out.
All right.
All right. Let's talk Super Bowl.
Let's talk Super Bowl.
He will not be a part of that, thank God.
No, I think that's safe to say.
All right.
They do have an open roster spot now.
Oh.
Signed T.O.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk Super Bowl storylines, because to your point.
Let's do it.
This is the... Like, I feel like we're turning the page a little bit today.
Yeah.
Like, next week is technically Super Bowl week, but it feels like now we're starting to look ahead a little bit. And I don't think we're quite ready to get into the matchups and die. And that'll come next week. We'll really break down the football game.
Man, I have a new stat that's really scaring me.
Elliot, we need to get Elliot to stop looking at stats, because the more he looks at stats, the more nervous he gets about this game. You know, just feel it, buddy. We got this.
Can I get one off my chest?
Sure. Throw it out there. And then we'll get in the story.
Yeah. Okay. So... I think we would all agree one thing that's made the Eagles great this year is they get teams in, like, second long, third and long situations, right? The pass rush gets there early. They get them in long distances. And because of that, they're able to really pin their ears back and attack the quarterback. The Chiefs, from my research last night, are maybe the best team in the NFL at not putting themselves in negative situations. They don't really get penalized on offense. They almost never do, like, turnover-worthy plays. They're second in the league, I think, in sacks allowed on offense or something like that. And then I looked it up last night. This is what I spent my night doing. The percentage of throws that Patrick Mahomes has had at, like, 11-plus yards, so you're, like, second and long, third and long, whatever, is single digits, like 8%. Every other quarterback I looked up, and I looked up 16 other quarterbacks, we're all above, like, 12, 13%. So... This Chiefs team does not get into second longs, third and longs. Now, maybe the Eagles will be able to do that because that's what the Eagles are good at doing. But my concern is that all year the Eagles have been able to get offenses in bad situations. I just don't know if that'll happen against the Chiefs.
All right. I'm happy you got that off your chest.
Thank you.
Stop looking at stats. You're getting way too nervous. The Eagles are better. They're better at, like, 16 positions. Relax. All right. We got this. All right. Let's rank some Super Bowl storylines, because this Super Bowl actually really does have a lot of unique, fun storylines to it. I mean, we're going to get into them all, but the Andy thing, the Kelsey. I mean, the fact that no brothers have ever faced in a Super Bowl before is astounding. Like, you would think with the amount of brothers that pass through the league. So let's get into it all. Let's start with the I think the clear biggest storyline of this Super Bowl, right or wrong, and we can debate it, is the Andy thing. I mean, the fact that, you know, never in the history of the league has someone had so much success with one franchise, then face them in the Super Bowl with another franchise. No, never in the history of the league has someone had this much success with two franchises.
Has a former coach ever faced his... I guess John Gruden did that.
Did it literally.
Has any other coach?
After.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's happened. We could go through. I mean, I'm sure there's a couple others.
It is wild in retrospect. They traded Gruden, then faced him in the Super Bowl and lost to him.
Well, I mean, that was a specific thing where he knew their whole offense. He knew...
They
beat them by 30 points almost because it was like... Richie's talked about this on the air. He's like, they knew our calls. Like, everything we did,
so
they knew
dumb by the other team not
to... Well, because Richie has killed Bill Callahan for years. He's like, he was a horrible head coach.
Yeah.
He's a great offensive line coach. Horrendous head coach. He didn't change anything. He didn't do anything
that
different.
It's bad head coaching.
Yeah, bad head coaching. So that obviously unique example. But no one in the history of the league has ever had as much success with two franchises. No one has ever had... I mean, Andy is like the fifth most in wins ever or something like that. He's going to go down like top three in wins in the history. He might be first by the time he's all said. No, he's only 64, 65, you know?
Yeah, I think he's going to be the best head coach of all time.
And he's got Mahomes. I know you do.
Yeah.
And look, he could if he keeps...
I think he might already be.
No,
but
he needs... Belichick has six Super Bowls. Stop
again,
it. He needs...
Again,
has one. Andy has one Super Bowl. One.
I know.
One.
But
that is nowhere in the hemisphere.
But ask yourself this. If you had to... You yourself, not like
Belichick. I've told
you would
you
take
this
Belichick
in a second.
Okay. All right. Fair
in a
enough.
Second.
I would not.
A prime Belichick. I mean, Belichick's older now.
You know, but take whoever at their prime. Whoever you think their best version of
Bill
the coach.
I think Bill Belichick is the best coach in the history of football.
Okay.
Period. End of statement.
I do not.
I know you don't.
Yeah.
The Andy thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I have an Andy thought.
Well, the uniqueness of the fact that the guy who we followed for a decade here, the guy who really, you know, or longer than a decade, 14 years. The guy who really, and I think Howie has long since passed him in terms of meaning to the Eagles and in terms of, you know, last Super Bowl, this Super Bowl, who gets the most credit for all this stuff, it's Howie. But, like, Howie doesn't exist without Andy. Like, the Eagles as they are now, Jeffrey Lurie, this whole way of going about business, the way their philosophy as a franchise, all this stuff is all directly related to this guy they're facing in the Super Bowl.
And the thing I think that they took the most from Andy, and it's not a crazy new age idea, but I do think...
The trenches.
The trenches. Yeah. You know, I think, like, that's the thing. That's the Andy thing that has been left from him. But...
And also, it's just the infrastructure of a franchise, the way this team goes about their business.
Well,
a lot of it is descended from Andy.
Yeah, and also you figure,
and Joe Banner deserves credit too.
For
it's
sure,
a big part of that.
Jeffrey Lurie,
Lurie learned from those guys, and Lurie's become amazing. But
Lurie became a great owner because he was around Andy for all those
years,
right?
Absolutely.
And it's a lot like the, you know, and look, Nick's in this conversation in 2 weeks, but when we talk about best head coach of all time for the franchise, best quarterback of all time, the fact that Andy and Donovan didn't win one, like, complicates the conversation. But if you just want to be realistic about it, Andy is the best head coach in the history of the franchise. Like, it's not even a question or a debate, but because of the Super Bowl, I mean, again, but I just mean in terms of like wins, whatever. All
he
this
is
things.
The most accomplished Philadelphia Eagles coach, and again, outside of actually winning the Super Bowl, to the point we just made, he has had a bigger impact on the franchise than any head coach in the history of the franchise,
100%,
without a doubt.
So here's my Andy thought on the whole thing. That look, we did the Andy Reid Appreciation Day here at WIP. I'm a certified Andy Reid appreciator. What he did was amazing here. Like, those years of the early 2000s were unbelievable. If I'm being completely honest, I don't think the Andy thing really does it for me in the Super Bowl. It just doesn't. It doesn't work me up. Maybe it's because I don't harbor ill will towards him.
Yeah.
But, and maybe it's because, you know, I was like 13, 14 when he was at his prime here, right? And I did cover him for 1 year, but I don't know him super well. I don't know. It's cool. It's like a fun side topic. But for me, it's not my favorite story. Like, I'm way more into the Kelsey Bowl. I'm way more into Mahomes.
Okay, we're going to get
all, I know we will, but
get,
I'm just saying.
That's interesting.
I'm just saying, like, the Andy thing for me, I understand for older Eagles fans. Like, you know, people like 50 plus. Like, guys who, like, really, like, we're at the vet. Like, those type. I understand why it means more to them. And I get it completely. And to your point, it's crazy that it's happening. I just wonder for this specific podcast audience, how many people would agree with me on saying, like, it just doesn't work me up Like you would think it would.
So we'll get to Hurts Mahomes because I think that is underrated, the best story.
Yeah, I think that is, yeah.
But the Andy thing is way more interesting to me than the Kelsey thing. Like, the Kelsey thing is cool and fun, but it's just like two brothers. Like, the Andy thing is like the guy who built this franchise. The reason we're here, part of the reason we are here facing this guy today or this week,
right,
is because of him and the groundwork he laid. And look, I don't harbor ill will towards Andy. I certainly don't, you know, I'm not one of those people who's like, you know, screw the guy and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do. I was there. I was old enough to remember it all. Like, I hated him in the playoffs.
When he was fired.
I was literally in the room,
yeah, exactly,
the day he left the Eagles. I was working with the Eagles. I said, and he was awesome. He was super nice.
Yeah. Like,
I
guess that's what I mean. Like, I think it's easier. I think in sports, like the Carson thing. Like, I was worked up about the Carson thing because I lived it. I had feelings on it. I had emotions on it. With the Andy thing, I just don't really, because
again,
he was here, he was great, and he left.
Yeah, I don't harbor, especially because we want to see. If we had not won that Super Bowl, like, I actually might be like, screw you, Andy, I want to beat you.
But do you think he cost them Super Bowls?
Yes,
I don't know. Like, the end
of course.
I know the
I
end
think
of the game.
They should have won a Super Bowl when he was here. Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
He was the worst in-game playoff coach we've had. He was a disaster.
Donovan wasn't great either,
they
though.
Both were.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
the combo.
Right.
It's the combo. And that's part of the reason I'm not as big a Donovan guy as you are. I think
yeah.
Donovan was great. But, like, sorry, man, you came up small when it mattered most. Like, you know me. You know my philosophy on sports. I'm always going to take the guy who came through in
yeah.
a big spot, even
big-time
if his career
make big-time
is...
Big-time plays.
Yes.
Yeah. I
like,
agree with that. That's my thing, too.
Flags fly forever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That is my
that is,
whole...
That is your
that is
thing.
My
yeah.
ethos as a sports yeah. fan. So, and look, again, it's nothing personal against Andy, but the idea of beating Andy in the Super Bowl does appeal to me. Like,
now,
that
let me ask
sounds
you this.
Fun to, like, beat Andy Reid in a Super Bowl. And then on top of that, just the I do think there is something really unique and really cool and really fun about it from just a Eagles fan. If you live through those Andy years, that you're going up against that dude
yeah.
in the Super Bowl, like it feels like
again, I agree.
It
with
feels
you.
Like a storybook type of thing.
It
in,
is
in a
crazy.
Cool way.
It's cool. It's an awesome. Like if they were playing the Bengals, you know,
none
it would,
of that.
Yeah,
it'd
that's
be so
like so.
Much less
I'm happy they're playing the Chiefs from that regard. But let me ask you this: do you think it'll hurt more because they lose to Andy?
No, I don't care about that.
See, that's kind of where I'm at. Where I feel like. If let's say the Eagles played Carson in the Super Bowl.
I just think it's more the storyline of it. It's not the joy of beating Andy. Like I'll get a little bit of like, oh, that was fun beating Andy. But it's more that it's like, it's so cool that we're facing Andy, and that makes mm-hmm. the game feel bigger to me. Not that it's like the anim like I can't like if you're right, if it was Carson, I'd be like, I can't wait to beat Carson.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean,
this is
way more emotion
absurd
tied
hypothetical.
To it.
Carson would never play in the Super Bowl. But
yeah. Well, who knows? Maybe he was a backup and
yeah, some got hurt in the
yeah,
game
exactly,
becoming.
Right.
You're right. Good point. It's
yeah.
third stringer. So we need two injuries in the game.
Yeah,
but
two,
you know,
yeah.
maybe an injury
well,
in the
we
game
saw
before.
The Niners.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
For me, it's not the animosity of the anything, but I think it's just the uniqueness and the fun of it. And again, like it really is, no one's had this much success with two franchises and facing in the Super Bowl. It's like wild. It's just a wild thing.
So here's
wild thing.
Another Andy thought.
And real quick, just because since Andy left, we've all talked about it. Like, oh, we Doug, that year when we went to Super Bowl, it was
right.
like, oh, Andy could get there. Like, it's like facing in the Super Bowl has just been such a thing
yeah,
that
it's
has
cool.
come up. It's cool.
I just don't, I guess what I'm saying is I think just because of my age and your age, too, to an extent. Like, it just doesn't do it for me, I think, the way it does for the older generation. I guess is the best way I can put it. But, so here's my other thought on Andy.
Genageous.
I don't care if Andy wins four Super Bowls with the Chiefs. He is an Eagle. Like, I think...
Oh, so this is... So, I'm actually going to have to strong this.
Okay.
I get your
well,
point.
Well, let me make my point.
Yeah, please,
okay.
please.
So, I think... Yes,
to us, but nationally we're talking,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, nationally.
Yeah, he's the
I
chief.
Think,
he's
I think
long
where,
since been a chief.
If you start your career in somewhere that long and have that much success, that matters a lot. Like, he was known as an Eagle. He started as an Eagle. He was like, his career took off as an Eagle. And I understand he's having a ton of success with Kansas City. And there's going to be an argument for him to be a Chief. I just think, like, if we're all being honest with ourselves, he is an Eagle that is now the Chiefs coach.
Yeah,
he is not a
so,
Chiefs coach that used to coach the Eagles.
So Look, I think he's the most unique, like he's kind of both, because again, there's so long and so
yeah.
much success with
and
both.
It's a unique situation.
It's the
to
most
your point,
unique.
Yeah.
It's the most unique. But even then, like, as I think you're being, you know, Philly centric here, I think you're being
maybe.
a little, you know, I think he's a Chief. And look, he won his Super Bowl with the Chiefs. He's going to end up having way more wins with the Chiefs. Like, he's already almost there. Like, he's linked to like 11, 12 games every 13 games. He's only had 9-7 season once. He's never had a losing season there. He's right. never had a losing season in Kansas City. He's going to win way more games. He'll probably win another Super Bowl with Mahomes. Like at the end of it all, he wins 2-3 Super Bowls in Kansas City, none here. He wins more games in Kansas City than he did here. He makes the playoffs more times in Kansas City than he did here.
How many does he have to win in Kansas City? Because he has only won one so far. I know I think, it's one to
let's
nothing.
Let's put it this
but...
way. I think he's already Kansas City. Like okay. I think Kansas City has claimed Andy Reid. He is no, especially because we won a Super Bowl without him. Like I think that stuff matters. Like in terms of legacy, in terms of history, like
it's a good point. Like, in terms you, of yeah,
it's just
them
what
claiming
it is.
Him.
It's
yeah.
just what it is. I think.
I guess there's no mixed emotion with him.
I think
too.
He is a chief. He is, and it's okay. It makes it easier for us. I think he's a chief now. Andy Reid is officially more.
Your point
more
is,
a chief
is
than an
your
Eagle.
Point's a good one about
and,
that.
And no matter what, in the next 10 years or 5 years or whatever else he coaches, it's definitely going to go that way. Even if it weren't already, and I think it is, he will become a chief for sure.
I think there's something to be said for the
only,
fact
he
that
he
started
was only in one
here.
Super Bowl as an Eagle. One. He got to the Super Bowl as an Eagle once. The
right,
whole
but he was
national
also in
audience.
The conference,
but everyone
conference
in the world watching him in the Super Bowl as an Eagle once. And this is the third time everyone in the world is going to watch him as a Chief.
I get that. But for what it's worth, I mean, he was in the conference championship 5 times.
But that's
that,
not the Super Bowl,
I know it's
man.
Not, but it's still,
that's
a, it's still a highly watched
it's
game.
Double
I mean,
the viewership for the Super Bowl.
No, I agree. But I'm just saying.
Maybe more.
You know, like a lot of people watch the conference championship.
Sure they do.
Too.
But again, like you, that it's a unique situation.
No, it is. But I just.
I feel very confident I'm right. Chime in. Let us know.
Dude, I'm not even completely just. I think your point about how the Chiefs fans can claim him, I think is a valid one. I do. Like, that's a very persuasive point. I just think, and with a lot of athletes too, you know, I think, like, if you start your career somewhere and are there a long time and have a ton of success, like, you're kind of cemented in that way. You know,
I get it. First impressions
like Reggie,
and all that.
Is Reggie
but
White
I,
a Packer? I don't like.
No, but Reggie White had more success here. He's here longer.
Won a Super Bowl.
Right, but he had more like again,
he did. He had more individual success.
More individual success. Like Andy has both won a Super Bowl there and had more individual success. His career record's better. He's going to end up having more wins. He's going to have more Super Bowl appearances, more Super Bowl wins. Like every metric
right.
you
Not,
can use.
I, no, you're right. You're right.
Every metric will say Kansas City. Every single one, other than where he started.
100%.
And I get it. First impression
I think
matters.
Where you started matters.
I do too, but I think there's a unique case where I think Kansas City has won him
Which
over.
Do you think he'll want to be?
Well, Kansas City. I mean,
you think so?
Like, yeah, he won Super Bowls there. Like, think about it. If you were just stepping aside where you had your most glory or where you had your most, like, not failures, but where you couldn't get over the top, what do you change? You know what I mean? Like, it's so simple. It's like
it's
human
true.
Being. All right, let's get on to the next topic because you did say you were, like, I think the Kelce brothers thing is super fun and cool. And again, the most stunning thing is that it's just never randomly happened, even with like a backup brother versus a brother, whatever. Like, this is
well,
crazy.
I think that's what makes it cool is that
they're both massive.
Yeah, they're
like,
not like number 53 on the roster.
It's two first team all pros going up. Brothers, I mean, them as brothers to begin with, how great they are. Like, they're you know, in the running for greatest brothers in the history of the sport, you know, up there. But the fact that they're the first to play in the Super Bowl, the fact they have a podcast, they're both public and out there and all that stuff.
Well, and they're both just awesome personalities,
and they're both awesome.
Too.
It and, is like, and they both, like, go to each other's games all year.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, it is a really cool, unique story.
Yeah, and there's not even much to say on it. I just, I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's like, it's awesome for Jason Kelce. It's awesome for Travis Kelce. I do wonder a little bit if it ruins the moment a little because...
I'm sure there's a touch of sadness. And of course, but your brothers, too. It's not like husband and wife facing each other.
I also think, though...
There's a little competitive spirit to
This would be a lot different if... Like, I think the fact they both have won a Super Bowl
matters.
really
I agree
adds
with
to
you.
This.
If it
because,
was like one winning their second, the other not getting
one
at
then
all, it's
like, oh, man, that's tense.
But I agree with you.
Two to one versus two to nothing is not
the dynamic
not a huge deal.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think... Like, I'm sure they're going to hang out this week. They're both...
They're doing a live pod, I'm pretty sure, together.
But yeah, not forget in front of people. When they're together, are they like, yo, man, yo, we're better. Like, let's go player for player. Like, yo, O-line, we got him. Like, do you think they do, like, those kinds of, that we, are they doing that? I'm dying to
know. So, here's what I'd say. I think they do, but I also bet you that when they're in the privacy and no one can hear it, I bet they're honest with each other.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm wondering. I'm like, honest?
I don't think they do it on like an irrational, like,
that's
no, here's
saying.
Why they, I think
I
they
wonder,
do it, yeah.
I want to be a fly on the wall for them in like a hotel room just hanging out like, you know, a few days before the game just talking about like the matchup. Like,
so,
I would kill for that.
I was listening. I actually listened to their pod yesterday and I literally never recommend pods on this pod because we're the best pod. But let me tell you, their pod is... amazing.
Yeah.
Like they're
I've never listened. I probably should.
Dude, let me tell you. I'm certainly prone to recency bias and hyperbole.
You can say
so
that.
This is no big like I think it could go down as like one of the best pods ever. It's just, wow. Dude, they have obviously such natural chemistry. It actually reminds me a lot of our pod, but like.
Wow. That was an amazing like flex in the midst of a compliment.
I'm just saying, if you've never listened to it, it is such an enjoyable, fun listen. Cool. You would think they studied it and like, it just shows how much just chemistry and personality matters the
most. And they're smart. Jason's 100%. Super smart. I mean, it seems like Travis Smart. I know for a fact Jason Kelsey's incredibly
He's incredibly smart. So here was a funny moment. So they're talking about how Devontae made the catch and how they hurried up to do it, right? And Jason goes, well, actually, whenever we make big plays, we always hurry up because like, and he talked about kind of why.
Which feels, we've seen that like this year. It seems like they always move.
And then Travis goes, oh, I'm going to tell Spags that. And Jason goes like, oh, well, you would be able to tell that off tape. And he's like, well, maybe I shouldn't have said it. So it is interesting to listen because
it's like, uh-oh.
Now it matters, right? Like before, so.
That's a really interesting point.
Yeah, you could really tell.
It's like, oh crap, I got to be a little more careful.
You could tell Jason in the moment, like forgot. Like, he was just talking, and then he was like, oh, yeah, that's right. So it's a really interesting thing.
That is really interesting.
Yeah.
That is fascinating.
And I'm sure you can tell from watching. But
but still, it's like, you know.
And I don't think Travis is actually going to tell Spags, but, you know.
I mean, I'm sure, like, you know, it's there. It's out there in the world. A lot of people listen.
Yeah. What would you do?
What do you mean?
Like, so let's say you have a brother. I have a brother. And I have a sister, too. But let's say my brother was
telling me how to pronounce Quinton Brunson's name instead of Keenta. I was screwing that up.
Like if you were on an NFL team and your brother was on an NFL team or whatever job you want to pick, and your boss.
Least likely hypothetical of all
your
time.
Boss sat you down and was like, look, like, what's his weaknesses? Would you answer? Like if a coach said to me.
Yeah, if I'm going to face my brother in the Super Bowl. Yeah. Absolutely, I would. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl, man. We're brothers. We'll be good.
I don't know if I'd be comfortable.
We are competitors.
Like
I used to beat the crap out of my brother when he was younger. Like, we're brothers. He's my younger brother. We used to play sports, and I would just, like, body him and beat the crap. Like, oh, my God.
I don't even think it's, now I think about it.
Brothers and competitive spirit.
I don't even think it's fair of the Eagles to ask that of Jason. I mean, seriously, like, but I know it's like on the surface, but think about yourselves in this situation, right? I'll say it for me.
I want to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but by
philosophy.
Selling your brother, by
selling, you're playing a game.
But
it's a sport.
You're literally exposing your brother.
I actually have inside information. This is great. I'm sure Travis will do the same. Go ahead.
But you're setting your brother up for failure.
My brother's going to be in the Hall of Fame in both cases. I don't have to worry too much about a little bit of failure.
I never put myself in that situation, but I'm trying to think if the opposing coach, like, so my brother plays soccer and I played soccer. Let's say we were playing in the World Cup and the coach said, so Elliot, Jude's their best player. Like, what's his weaknesses? How do you get to him? I don't know if I could live with myself if I gave advice and then, like, he had a terrible game and then, like, he was, think about that. Like, that, I get your point.
It's very sweet of you.
I'm just saying, though.
I'm trying to win the Super Bowl, though. You know what I'm saying?
It's still your brother.
Yeah,
and you already won one.
My brother's a overtime millionaire in this case. Like, you know, lots and lots of money, has a wonderful life, has already won a Super Bowl. He can deal with it.
I'm
like,
just saying.
That's the way I look at it.
I actually.
Elliot would tank for the Super Bowl for his brother.
Not tank. I just think, like, don't put me in that situation. I wonder if it's like an HR violation.
It is
like
not,
exposing family secrets.
It is
like,
not an
I just don't think it's
that
fair
is not
to ask.
What an HR violation.
You know, what could we do to Travis that would make him have a bad game? Like, think how dirty that is to ask of, like, your family member.
All right.
Just saying. I never thought about it till now, but now I actually feel really strongly about it.
Trying to win the Super Bowl. All right. Let's get to the actual best storyline of the game, which is not
now
being
that
billed
might, that
as
might
the
be
best
my new favorite storyline.
The best storyline is Hurts Mahomes.
Yeah.
And you've talked about it in the sense that I think, you know, what's in front of Jalen here in terms of, because even though he is second AP All-Pro team this year, he is likely to be either second or third in the MVP voting. We know he's top five. My guess is since he was the second team AP, he'll probably end up getting second MVP, if I had to guess. But he's going to be second
That's
or third.
That's a good point,
He'll be somewhere. But he was picked over Burrow and Allen to be that second team quarterback. That matters.
And so, he deserved it.
We think he deserved the MVP, but whatever. But Jalen in front of him has a chance to. But even with that stuff, the point is, and he's 16-1-7, he's not talked about nationally with those guys. He's gotten a lot of respect, more than he had and said, but Jalen is not in that class. We put him in that class.
Yeah.
But nationally, they still do the Mahomes, Allen, Burrow thing and the future of the football and all that. Jalen in front of him has the chance to put himself in that class to be, and you said should be talked about ahead of Mahomes if he can beat him. And again, like the history of the game, the first time two black quarterbacks have ever faced off, which, you know, won't be the last time.
Right.
The Mahomes of it all, the chance that Mahomes is going up against Hurts for a chance to win his second. Mahomes, you know, pretty much accepted as the next Brady or whatever you want to say, the talent throw, yeah, like has a chance to start his ascendancy to trying to become the GOAT. Like there's so many just with these two guys in this game at the 24 and 27. Like there is so much. Already, so much legacy and so much future, you know, discussion and legacy around them, yeah, tied to this game. Next
I mean, I will say, in doing my research for the Chiefs, I probably undersold how good Mahomes has been this year. I mean, Mahomes is unbelievable. The things that he does,
it's amazing. Like,
he doesn't take sacks. He doesn't. I was flat out wrong about him being reckless with the ball. He's not reckless with the ball. That was wrong by me. And the numbers he put up, all those things. But I also think that if you look at it and Hurts wins, they're tied in Super Bowls, like, which is the ultimate thing, right? Hurts will have, you know, he's only really been a full starter for 2 years.
Hurts is the youngest quarterback to start the Super Bowl.
Right, his win-loss record would be right there with Mahomes. I would have to think about it, but probably. If
you mean just a percentage-wise?
Yeah. I mean, if he's 16-1 or whatever this year, I know he was
9-17-1 if he wins Super Bowl.
8-7 last year or whatever, but you would think he'd be right up there with it, especially over recent. Yeah, I mean, my argument why I think this would be the most compelling storyline is just that if Hurts wins, he can stake his claim to be the best quarterback in the NFL. Like he can absolutely. You know, I think the important thing about the distinction is, do I think if Jalen wins, he is the best quarterback? No, you could convince me it's Mahomes still, right?
Sure.
But it opens the door for the conversation, yeah, and that's really all you can ask for if you're Jalen. Jalen would check a ton of boxes. He can run. He's a great leader. He can lead an elite passing offense. He showed
he'll
this year he can do it.
He can
He's
win a Super Bowl.
He's young. He can prove he can win in the playoffs, right?
I mean, by the way, to your point,
he'll be 3-1 in the playoffs if he wins.
We can finally get rid of the running quarterback has never won it. Like, wouldn't that be great just to throw that stupid narrative out the window? I mean, the game is changing, folks.
Yeah, and also,
it's going to happen at some point.
A lot of the running quarterbacks are also way better at passing.
Of course.
Than,
yeah, Jalen's not just a running quarterback. Yeah, yeah. And we know
but,
that.
I mean, that's a change,
but
too.
But I'm just excited for that whole narrative to go out the window. Like,
yeah,
it's because that's when running quarterback can never win the Super Bowl. It's never happened. And, like, even though guys like Wilson, I mean, Steve Young was great at running. We don't ever talk about
that.
But
what it really is guys that can't pass. That was the BS.
And Jalen can pass. But I'm excited that it will just throw it out the window.
100%. So I just think, like, this is, we talked about it yesterday in terms of this season will be remembered as special, not for this moment or that moment, but for Jalen. It'll be remembered special for Jalen.
And Nick, potentially. Like
and Nick, yeah. But if he goes on the biggest sporting
stage
event
in the
country.
Biggest sporting stage in other than maybe like the World Cup.
Yeah.
Maybe
the
world.
Champions
Certainly
League
the
final.
Country.
Yeah, there's a ton of them. Yeah.
But it's bigger than the Champions League final.
In terms of watching, I'd be curious.
I think
to
it
know.
Is.
It might be, yeah.
I'm almost positive
it might be, yeah. But regardless, the Super Bowl is the biggest sporting event. Like, there's no.
Certainly, America, number one American sporting event of the year.
Exactly.
We can say that for sure.
We can just say it. We don't have to. I won't be annoying.
Thank
about
you.
That.
Please.
Yeah, no problem. Jeez. My bad. I know.
There's only one football
my
we
bad.
Care about
you're
right,
right
now.
You're
here.
Right.
Only
my
one
bad.
Football
my
that
bad.
Matters
my
right now.
My bad.
We did the World Cup thing, all right?
If he can go against Mahomes and win the game, and especially if he does it, if they win a shootout, right?
If he's the Super Bowl MVP, all these things.
Let's say Jalen plays the game Nick does, and it'll be a different style of game. But think about what that means.
Oh,
I mean, Nick, I think winning Super Bowl MVP never got the kind of gravitas it deserved in a way because he was never viewed as, okay, wow, this guy just
even
did
though
it.
He played a perfect game.
Yeah, but I'm saying when Mahomes won it, it was, well, he's next up.
Yep,
when Aaron Rodgers
sure.
won it, it was, well, he's next up. Why can't it be like that for Jalen?
It should be.
He'll win it in his second year, just like I'm pretty sure
youngest
Mahomes and Rodgers.
To ever
he'll
win
be the
it.
Youngest to ever do it, right? He will have, again, we've done this dance, but like he will have succeeded Alabama, Oklahoma, like all these things. If he wins it, I mean, what's his argument not to be on the GOAT version of Madden with Brady? Like, why? What's holding anyone back from talking about him like that? He checks every box. So if he can go and beat Mahomes, and especially, again, if they win at 41-33 or whatever, yeah, he is definitely in that discussion. I even think just being on the same stage as Mahomes.
God, I love this kid.
And
I'm so
excited about
Hurts,
want to hype Mahomes up.
I'm so excited about Hurts. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean.
Just in general.
Yeah, and you should be. And people definitely should be. Like, just him, the fact that on media night, you know, it'll be him and Mahomes up there. Yeah. And for what it's worth, we talked about the signage in 2017. I know Hurts is the quarterback, so that's why he's up there. But, you know, you're not seeing posters of, like, Mahomes and Darius Slay or whoever. Like, he is getting the recognition he deserves as, like, he's the guy on the team. He's the most important guy. I think he's probably the most famous guy, honestly, when you consider how long he's been in the public eye.
Probably, yeah.
Right? I think if you polled...
Because he came to the Eagles famous.
Yeah, he came to the Eagles.
We talked about that. That was part of the reason why a lot of us hated the draft pick when they happened.
Yeah, because he walks in that locker room and every single person.
It's not like you're just picking, I hate the 53rd pick for quarterback, but you're picking a dude everybody knows. Yeah. You're picking someone who, they walk in, they're like, oh, that's Jalen Hurts.
They
like,
watch, played in big games, totally. All those things. So, yeah, I mean, this is, you know, this is where he belongs in a lot of ways. And I just think, man, if he can win and he can beat Mahomes, it's not a small thing to say. The Eagles will have maybe the best quarterback in the NFL. And when you consider the importance of the position in the league, they'll have one of the most valuable, I don't want to call him an asset because he's a person,
too.
But if you consider, you know, I remember when Carson was at his peak in 2017, I used to always think to myself, what would you trade Carson for? And I thought, like, there's no combination of players and picks. And, you know, seeing how it went with Carson, I probably wouldn't say that again about anybody else.
Right.
But if Jalen wins the Super Bowl, you know, I think the only person in... It probably even is Mahomes is the only person you consider trading him for. Like, even if the Chargers, like, we'll give you Justin Herbert and 2 first-round picks. I don't know. I can see the logic in it, but part of me is like, no, I think you keep him. So if he can win this, he becomes, again, arguably best quarterback in the NFL. He has a real claim of why he should be MVP. He's one of the best assets in the league. Like, he's everything if he wins this. And even if he loses, he still has a lot of
amazing.
Those things. But it just, in terms of a storyline, yeah.
And that's what these games, and that's what, like, they always talk about, you know, that's the Malcolm Jenkins speech, you know, before the NFC Championship game. Like, even Hurts talked about, like, how do you want to be remembered? Like, we're talking about, and we talked about this a lot with the Phillies, and it was one of the more disappointing parts about losing the World Series, even though it was a great run.
Oh,
it was unexpected. It was so much fun. Save it. I like that.
Yeah.
But, like, part of it at the end was, like winning and losing is the difference between being a freaking legend and not.
Yeah.
Like, it just is what it is.
It is.
You know,
yeah.
Like, and these guys, and particularly Jalen Hurts, have a chance in front of them to become legends. And in this city, to become the legends of legends. To go down as the greatest
the
team
ever.
In the history of the sport. The greatest quarterback in the history of the franchise is in front of this kid.
In
like,
what's
there's
clearly
so many,
the number one in the city, too.
So,
you know?
So like, much legacy and history and all that stuff that is tied to just winning this football game. So I'm right there with you. And I'm just excited for when Hurts wins Super Bowl MVP. And he's like, yeah, it's a great accomplishment. He's like, but we got season opener next year.
Yeah,
gotta get ready. One more,
2023
guys,
begins today, right? But
by the way, my final thought for today is tied to something like that.
Okay, so let me get these two thoughts out. One, when we did the whole 2017 versus 2022 thing, I do think the Phillies run this year, to an extent, backs up why 2022, I think, will ultimately be more special. Because, like, the Phillies run was special for a lot of reasons, but it was because Bryce freaking Harper hit a home run. Like, the moments of greatness that he did made that better because he's already an all-time great Philly.
True.
You know? So I think if Jalen, you know,
well, they
has
need those moments.
They need
the
those moments.
Because
sure.
That's the thing is, like, they've kicked the crap out of teams and that in
there's
a way.
There's not those
is,
moments.
There's
right.
no moments. Like
the
said,
quarterback
like,
sneak for like, a touchdown isn't a highlight play you're
honestly,
playing.
Honestly, I think
all the time.
Only the Reddick play. I think, and we think about, like, the run before, we've got the Keanu Neal play, which isn't a good, you know, it's luck.
Yeah,
but
there
the
hasn't been those
Keanu
plays,
Neal
yeah.
play, the Julio drop, the Patrick Robinson. Like, there's the flea flicker, you know, leading up to Super Bowl. And then the Super Bowl, obviously, we've got a million of them, including a freaking named play, which, you know, there's like 20 of ever. But we have those moments leading up, whereas this one, because they just whoop these teams and it wasn't like flashy like the Hassan Reddick hitting Purdy's arm is like the only I feel like indelible maybe the Devontae non-catch but I mean that's not
yeah
catch.
Exactly
like,
yeah.
They're just so they're don't it doesn't have those same
100%
so I do think
Goddard,
the Super Bowl
like, push thing
yeah
would,
but we need the Super Bowl like Jalen needs moments for it to kind of feel bigger but either way the legacy of the win is what matters.
A quick Jalen thought, so we talk so often about like why is he the way he is in terms of how he's, you know, Brady and MJ like in his mentality.
His dad.
Like, part. Like,
I mean, so much credit to the to
yeah,
coach,
how he's been
the
raised.
Coach
yeah.
I mean,
also, it's crazy. He's a pretty low public figure.
Dude, I didn't even know his name was a variant until I saw it on Twitter. I had no idea what his name was.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not surprising at all when you think about how Jalen
just introduced his freaking girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's been an Eagle for 3 years or whatever, 2.5 years
yeah,
or whatever.
Right.
And we just found out he has a girlfriend. We just found out. And by the way, flex. Like, what a baller move
to
wait
to do
till
it right
after
there,
the, when it, go into the Super Bowl and be like, yeah.
She also seems, so she's been around, like, she seems like him in the way that she seems very like
old school, yeah, and kind of
like
cool,
suave, yes. Like suave. Maybe isn't like the just right a word for a woman,
no,
but
it's a classic coolness.
Exactly right. Like she looks very like
put together.
Yes,
yeah, she
yes.
looked great, and it was just
and she's quiet. Like not, I don't mean quiet, but she's very like her and Jalen like walk with like an air of like
of dignity.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's dignified and elegant.
Yes, that's elegant a good way to put it. Dignified word. And elegant. Yeah. Perfect.
I'm with you, dude.
So I do think one thing with Jalen that I probably didn't think of until this week, but I think it's 100% why he is. Like, why is he never happy after a win? Why is he always chasing the next thing? And I think it's because if you look at his football life, whenever he's had success, it hasn't been good enough. At Alabama,
well, it's also been yanked from
that's
him.
That's what I mean. Like, at Alabama, he was, like, they were in the national, he won the national championship there. He had that yanked done from under him, he was benched. Oklahoma, he puts up insane numbers.
By the way, for
numbers.
Someone who we now know years later is absolutely not as good as him. Sorry.
Yeah, two is not as good.
Right? What it is. So, I heard 2-1 there and all.
So
college.
Whenever he's had success, Alabama, yanked out from under him. Oklahoma, doesn't win the Heisman. Like, does all this stuff in college. Second round pick. Leads Eagles to the playoffs last year. There's rumors about him being traded. Like,
he can't read the whole
thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right? So I think that what drives him is whenever he has success, he knows he's, like, experienced that it's never good enough. And I think that when you look at the 2017 team, nobody individually, but what one of the problems with the 2017 team was once they won it, there was no hunger really anymore, right? And so I think what Jalen has is even if he wins a Super Bowl and he gets his contract, I think, and it's almost tragic in a way, I think there's a part of him inside that'll never feel like he's safe, right?
This is Brady. Yeah. This is a six-round pick, can name every player who has taken him from. Same thing with Jordan, didn't make his high school team. Like, all these things, the greats like that, the competitive greats, and you need to win to be considered.
But even those two.
But they always have these stories. They always have these things. The Brady can name all, like, that type of stuff. Like, you always hear that Jordan didn't make, because Jordan told people that, because he was upset about it because it stuck with him, because it mattered, because it fueled him. Like, these guys take these slights and they internalize them and use them in a way that it makes them great. But, and every slight, like, adds to it from there.
So I think I agree, and that's definitely part of it. I think a uniqueness with Jalen, it's probably because I don't know Brady and MJ's story as well, but, like, I think a uniqueness with the Jalen thing is that it's not just about the slights. It's about his accomplishments have not been viewed as they should, right? Like, he's always been undervalued and undersold as a player.
Well, I think that happened to other guys too. I mean, like, maybe not Jordan, but I mean, Brady, like, the first three Super Bowls he won, no, Brady's not even that good. It was the defense that won.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I'm not. Yeah.
I mean, Brady, the first year, was like a, you know, second year player, just came out. You like, and it was never, he only threw like 100 and some yards in that first Super Bowl and stuff. Like, it was not, it
and
was,
that'll
it
probably
was
happen
Belichick
to Jalen.
Brady. It was the defense, it was the defense, it was Belichick and Brady, oh, no, doing a nice job. And then Brady, like, the
and
next
little
three,
did they
won.
Know it was Brady all along. Yeah. But I just think what's going to continue to drive Jalen is a feeling of never feeling
good enough,
comfortable and safe, you know? And again, there's something tragic about that. But I think that's why you don't have to worry about if he gets the contract or they win the Super Bowl. I know he'll be the same guy because he's been the same guy despite having success. And I think that's a difference too when you think about Carson didn't actually win the Super Bowl, but Carson had never achieved that level of success that he did. Like, Jalen's been on the biggest stages and won. And that's what I think makes him special.
All right. Any other storylines that stick out? I mean, obviously, we've talked about the potential for it to be Jason Kelce, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, some, like, legit all-time Eagles last game with the team. Does Brandon retire? I don't think so. I think Kelce's more likely to retire than Brandon if I had to choose between
when
the
do two. They announce it?
When do they announce it? Is Fletcher Cox gone? It seems very likely. Like, so, like, these are three all-time Eagles who could become two or three of the, like, six only people on the planet who can say they won two Super Bowls for the Philadelphia Eagles, like, have a chance to do that, all that stuff.
Until Jalen, Devontae.
Well, I'm with you, buddy. Until Jalen will be two or three and four. No.
Yeah.
But I do think that, you know, that's an, we've talked a lot about it, but that's an interesting storyline, at least locally heading into this. What are some other, are there any other storylines that kind of pique your interest that you think could, I mean, we have that Nick Sirianni getting fired by Andy thing. I know that'll be talked
feels
about.
Feels forced,
like,
to me.
Feels forced. It feels forced.
He was not fired.
Are there any others that you find, you know, particularly interesting this week?
I mean, like, none, I wouldn't say any, like, huge ones. Like I've said, I do think this team is, personality-wise, set to really dominate the week. You know, like, Slay, Mailata, A.J. Brown, great personality. Miles has a great personality. Brandon, you talked about, clearly,
Kelce.
So, like, they have a ton of really great personalities.
you know, it's a great point. Hassan Reddick. I got a lot of dudes who are really fun.
A small subsection is, you know, we talk about guys that maybe aren't given the respect all the time. I don't know. If A.J. Brown has a huge Super Bowl, maybe he's finally really talked about when you talk
about those great guys. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, Devontae has a chance. I think I saw to be the only fifth person ever to win a national title, a Heisman, and a Super Bowl.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Some,
it was something like that. I saw it on Twitter briefly. I'll look up the exact stat. Yeah, but something like that. I mean, yeah, and I mean, to your point, I think it's also like just a passing of the guard a little bit, you know? So I'm trying to think of like other personal, you know.
Well, I think there's also the greatness of these teams.
Well, there's the Howie thing. I mean, if Howie wins, he's in the Hall of Fame, probably.
Hopefully. I think Jeffrey Lurie, Hall of Famer. Like, that's
good point. I forgot owners.
We don't talk about that
enough. Yeah, he certainly belongs.
Jeffrey Lurie should be, especially for all the good he's done.
Yeah, 100%. Like
another one, I thought this is interesting. Bob Vitrone put out this tweet earlier, and it kind of caught my attention because I've talked a lot about. I was talking about in the NFC Championship game how cool it was a 15-3 versus 15-4, like two great teams, and how Jalen getting into the Super Bowl, the numbers about guys who've had in the Super Bowl with only one loss and like 16 or 17 wins or whatever. This is only the 10th matchup in Super Bowl history with the best record standalone, no tiebreakers, whatever, the best record in each conference facing each other in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Isn't that pretty wild?
That is pretty wild.
It's only the 10th time
so
ever.
So I do think.
And it's 2 16-3 teams facing off in the Super Bowl. The one seeds. Like, I do think there is a, the two best teams, the two great teams are squaring off in the Super Bowl. I think that's something that's probably not being talked about.
And I think now that the dust has settled, they are clearly the best two teams.
The two best teams. I mean, they were all year.
Yeah.
They were all year. I mean, the just Bills, stopped to look.
The Bills never put it together.
The Bills had a moment.
Yeah.
But
the Bengals did too. But but ultimately, the Eagles and the Chiefs were the best two teams all year. And I think I mean, even again, when you look at the numbers, everything I look up, it's like, you know, the Eagles and Chiefs right next to each other and everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah, I think they're the best two teams. And I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl, man.
I think it's a fun one. And then again, you know, it's just...
So many screenshots on your phone. It's hysterical.
Well, it's what I do.
I know.
So
I've started to do a little more, too. But it is just funny to...
Also funny pictures of us in my phone now.
I was debating if we should tweet those out eventually.
Yeah. They're pretty funny, guys.
Small, quick thing.
Ooh. Love a good small, quick thing.
I mean, are you good with the green jersey for the Super Bowl?
Was it green on white or whatever? I don't know.
They're wearing the green on white.
I mean,
I will
fine.
Say the Super Bowl patch is awesome.
I mean, they won a Super Bowl that way. So
I would have kind of been down with white jersey, black pants, black helmet. I don't know. Jalen loves the black uniforms.
Look, I think you do what you won the Super Bowl with.
Yeah, and it's their classic jersey. I'm good with it. I just, if they would have done, you know, white, black, I guess I could see don't do anything, like, gimmicky.
Don't do anything gimmicky.
That's a good point.
It's a Super Bowl. It's got to win. All right. Anything else before we get to final thoughts?
No.
Eclipse our 45-minute mark.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to keep it on the clock. Yeah.
I feel like it's the most viewers.
41, does that say?
Yeah, it says 41.
Yeah, a lot of comments, too.
Awesome. Okay.
No big deal to us.
Well, after the pod, we'll say hi to everyone on here for a second or two. Check some comments and stuff. So a reason to check into the video when you can, and we always tweet
out.
You
can hear us read your name. Talk about a freaking thrill.
What a thing. All right. As I said, my final thought will have to do with something you talked about, a sportsy one today. What do you got?
Okay, so it's not really a final thought, but it's just like things I was thinking about.
Yeah,
it's not like
I love
a take.
That.
I feel like the final thoughts turned into a take. This is more just something I've been thinking
it's
about.
Thoughts and takes,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And so literally, look at the title of my thing, for those who can see
it. No one can see that. I appreciate you trying.
Random
okay.
Thoughts and takes.
All right, there you go.
What I call my notes thing that I use for this pod.
That is good. I like the fire
random
emojis
thoughts
in
and
there,
takes.
Too.
I got the fire
and
emojis.
The heart.
I got hearts.
Very,
I know.
Very nice,
I, you know. I take, right. Look at how long it is. Like, I take this very seriously. Look
yeah,
at
you
all
did.
This. Look at
I really need to set
here.
My game up
I'm
with
still
this.
Going. Look at all this. These are all random thoughts and takes for this podcast. It's still going. Do you see this? I'm still scrolling.
That is pretty wild.
Thank you.
Good
I
job
care.
By you.
I try. I love everybody. Go ahead.
So I watched The Whale last night.
Oh, Brendan Fraser.
It was good.
Was
I enjoyed it?
It.
Yeah. I mean, I think it reinforced my idea that, you know, movies that win awards are not always...
Well, it's not. It didn't get nominated for a lot of awards. It's only really Frasier.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of people, from what I've heard, and I haven't seen it, a lot of people are like, he's good, movie's okay.
Yeah, the movie was fine.
That's
it was
I've
good.
Heard.
But
I've
it,
heard the movie's not that great.
Yeah.
I heard he's very good.
It's, yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. But
I will see it.
Here was the funny thing to me. You ready? You know what I forgot? So the SAG Awards,
we get
I
our
vote
screen.
For
of
those.
Of course we
but,
do.
But like, how funny is this? We have... This whole conversation about, like, who deserves to win what award? The voter, like, you know,
get,
man
you
of the people.
Like, but
I literally have a vote that decides what movies. So I don't know what the rules are. I guess I don't
you
really care.
I don't think you should have rules. I think you just have to look at all
well,
the movies that are
nominated. I don't know if you're allowed to
nominated.
Talk about who you're going to vote
I think
for.
You have, Sure. Yeah. You can talk about it. Right?
But how funny would it be if I just voted?
That's what I was going to say. You have to look and see what made the most money and just figure that one.
So here's a little tease. Ready? I think what I'm going to do is when on the day the Oscars come out, I'm going to tweet, like, here's how I'd rank the best pictures. And I'm just going to do it by box office. Isn't that good?
Everyone look out for that
one. Yeah, I completely forgot I get a vote for it.
Yeah. For SAG, not for Oscars.
For SAG, not for the Oscars.
It's pretty cool.
I should get a vote for the Oscar in the way that I, you know, my voice should be heard.
Your voice should
Everyone's voice should be heard. Okay.
Well, we don't, see, in your case, we don't need Oscars votes. Everyone votes is the money they pay when they go to the box office.
Yeah. Well, I think the most beautiful thing.
Because that means you love a movie.
The most beautiful thing about
it.
What you said is everybody votes. Yeah. I love that. I'm in on that.
Okay. Here's my final thought. And it's a thought with what you're talking about. That's something I forgot to mention after the championship games. And I've just hung on to since then. And now you get to hear it now. And it goes back to Hurts and the messaging. I really think the end of each championship game can give you a little window into how these teams are looking at things.
Okay.
The fact that after the Eagles win, every single person who's talked to says one more. Every single one. Jalen Hurts, this is fine, one more. I don't even want this on me. These fans are great, one more. Nick Sirianni, oh, it's amazing. I've been dreaming this since I was 2 years old. One more, one more, one more. All the Chiefs talk about when they won. Oh, Burrowhead. Oh, you can't come in and beat Mahomes. Oh, they were slighted by the Bengals. They took that game so seriously. They were 0-3 against them. They wanted to beat the Bengals so bad in that game. Burrowhead so slighted. And the Eagles handle business and go, one more, one more, one more. I'm not saying that means Eagles are going to win. I'm just saying it's notable to me. It is notable to me.
Sorry, I have to be
that
important.
The Chiefs cared that much about that. That was that. I'm not saying it was their Super Bowl, but I'm just saying I think the Chiefs really had an edge for that Bengals game because of the history, because of Burrowhead,
because of all the crap that was talked.
I think they had an edge for that game. And I don't know if they'll have the same edge against the Eagles. And I think the Eagles just have an edge every week because it's always one more.
All right. So my thoughts on that would be one, I think that a lot. If your point is overall, I think in a lot after these games, it's always a lot of teams say one more, one more. Now, I don't think that what the Eagles said is unique to them, but I think
I think it's been all season with this team, though. That is their mentality. That's what we always
talk about.
It goes back to the Hurts every post-game speech. Left more on the table. We can be better.
Yeah, for sure.
That is the mentality this Eagles team has, is we can be better. One more. We got to get better. We got to get better. And the Chiefs were like, we beat Burrow and Arrowhead. It's now Arrowhead again. Yay, we really wanted this one.
Yeah.
Just saying. That's the feeling. I
agree with you that they were clearly worked up by that. I think it's a unique situation.
It's the Super Bowl. I'm not saying they're not going to get up for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's interesting to me.
Yeah.
As someone who believes about a lot of these games are about motivation, a lot like football is about motivation.
Sure.
It's about mindset. It's about being ready. It's about standing up to the moment, all those things. Like, and I think Mahomes will be ready and all. I'm just saying, like, it was notable to me. The messaging from each team after they won the championship.
I think there's a good chance the Eagles come out as the more fired up team.
I would much rather be the Eagles after that. The way the Eagles were, as a fan of their teams, I'm much more excited that I'm an Eagles fan than Chiefs fan.
Well, to be fair.
Strictly based off the message.
To be fair, the Eagles defenders have...
Defenders.
The Eagles defenders. The Eagles, you know... Defenders have been tweeting out, you know, paper team. Like, so they've been doing it a little bit too. They didn't do as much after the game. You're right.
That also has been related to the Niners bitching so much. And like the one guy saying the refs, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's in response to after. In the moment, they win the game, they're like, focus.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. I have started to wonder about experience and if that matters in this game, but that's probably a topic.
It certainly didn't in 2017, did it?
No, it didn't.
It didn't matter. It didn't. One bit. You were going up against the most experienced.
Yeah. Didn't matter then. I agree.
Just saying.
I've just begun to think about it.
Okay. I don't think it matters.
I don't know if it does either.
I think the only spot it matters is understanding what you're getting yourselves into and understanding that the halftime show is longer and all these things.
Well, I think
the Eagles have that. First of all, they have players who've been there and Howie Roseman's been there and like they're going to know that stuff.
They knew
it in 2017 because Doug had been there, you know, all that stuff. Like, didn't matter in 2017. I don't think it matters.
I think the way it matters, and we'll wrap it up, is you really can't fall behind against this team. Like, if they come out
all
and
right,
they
relax. Save this for next week. He is so scared of the Chiefs. Relax.
Dude,
I'm telling you, man. We got this. Okay. We are way better than the Chiefs. Way more talented.
All right.
Way more talented.
Way better, yeah.
And better messaging. We're going to talk to you guys on the video in a sec. Audio. We will be back tomorrow. We will. That's what we do every freaking day.
The kid's crazy. Tomorrow's Friday already.
I know. We're getting there.
I can't wait to go to Arizona.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
It'll be great. Yeah. He's on him too.